Blog Talk Radio.
That if you start with him, amen, any place that you go from that place with him is a place of safety. Amen. When Peter wanted to walk over and come to Jesus, he was doing it. Amen. He was doing it. And so he was. To get God. Awesome. And Jesus could have been the guy.
Yeah.
Don't come and sit down. I mean, honor you, but keep your eye on your love of yourself.
Yeah.
Your man.
Yeah.
You'll always make your heart drop.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Focus on him. Keep your
faith.
Amen. God is good.
Yeah.
It's going like, even when you look like you're in love. Oh, God. I guess I am. Amen. Love the Lord. And so, welcome, Father Holy Spirit. We are going to introduce the woman of God, amen, that is in the house who's come to bring us the awesome word. Yes, what I've seen, a short set of word, amen, is sort of in her belly, and it's got real age. And so, y'all, hold on. Get your pimples, hold on. Get this word. Amen. It is for you. Sister Joyce, man, I love it. This is her bio. Because I ain't been to no cemeteries or nothing like that.
I'm glad.
I've been married to a man a long time. I can help him get to the center. And I got some beautiful children that I love and adore. And I've been back to this awesome, great Bible. Thank you. Amen.
Because let me tell you what, God is not interested in one letter behind your name or any before your name. He's really not. Now, he does say, tell you to study to show yourself approved, a woman, man or woman that needed not be ashamed, right to divine. Amen. But you don't have to go no place where they try to explain God away. You know, to prove that God is God. I don't waste my time. Amen. Just for the fact that I got air in my body that I don't know what it looks like, but I know it's there. When I miss it, I want it back. Amen. That's all I could need to know about God. God is. And ain't nothing else happens. So this woman of God is going to bring us a word. I'm so honored that she is. So honored that she fit here. Let us stand on our feet and celebrate the God in her. Sister Pastor Reverend Joy. Yeah!
God bless y'all today. I thank God for all of y'all. I thank God for Pastor Wade and Pastor Merrill and all the leaders and everybody that's in the house of God today. Also, I thank God for Dr. Byrne. It was obvious because I was at work and I got the text. And she asked for, y'all may receive for me. And she asked for the bio. And I was like, I'm not even going to tell her that I love the Lord. I'm going to let her figure that out. And I sent her back a text and I said, I have not been to no theology school. I am so sorry. But I also told her I've been married to my husband for 35 years and got four lovely daughters, and I'm just a woman that would like to support the work of the Lord. Yeah. And support the ministry. She takes me back and says, ooh, I love it. I love it. I thank God for Jesus tonight. Oh, Jesus, I thank God for him. I thank God for Facebook. Let us pray for him. Stand in your feet. Father God, I just thank you for you tonight, Lord God. I give you glory and honor, Father God, because if it had not been for you, neither one of us would be able to be here tonight, Lord God. I thank you for your presence tonight. I thank you for fresh rain, fresh fire, fresh wind. I thank you for what you're about to do in this place tonight, Lord God. I thank you for this opportunity tonight, Lord God, to be in the midst of your people, to bring forth your word, Lord God, and it's in the mighty name of Jesus, and it is, so let the church say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I thank God for Facebook, and I'm going to say this because they talk about Facebook, they put Facebook there, but had it not been for Facebook, I wouldn't even be here today. Had it not been for the God of Facebook, I wouldn't even be here today. Facebook is an eye-opener, not just for me, but for us all. Let me tell you, whoever created Facebook, God was in him. I don't even know if they know it or not, but God created Facebook. Somebody said God created Facebook. See, when I turn my phone on and I turn to Facebook, I ain't looking for no anything. I'm trying to see what God is doing. Because if it had not been for Facebook and Jesus, I wouldn't even be here today. I thank God for Pastor Merrill and Apostle Wade. I thank God for Dr. B. Because every time I turn Facebook on, God just cuts my eye and grabs my face. I feel about Father. And I say, God, what is this? God, I'm ready to support the ministry. It's the month of April, God. What are you doing, Jesus? I don't know how long you've been doing the learning come getaways, but you continue to do it, because last week, somebody say last week, last week, I don't know how y'all were there now, but on the next one, you need to be there,
beneath victory. We shall always have good emotions.
be living a victorious life. And we can't be moved by what we see, because what we see in our natural eyes is only temporary. Because what it looks like may not be what it used to be. But what we see, may look that way today, but tomorrow this time it may be a completely whole different way. What we thought we felt may not be what we see. What are we looking at, We have lost our focus, Dr. Burns. Keep our focus on God. It doesn't matter what we say. Rejoice in the Lord and celebrate his victory in our lives. You see, in this journey, we must have a time of reflection. It's those moments that we have, that story time, when we begin to look at the things that God has done already in our life. We begin to look back to where he brought us from, to get us to the place where he's moving us forward. We got to stay back there, but we think we look back there to get in the glory to where he's taking us to.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for the moments of reflection to see what God has already done and what he's going to do in our lives. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 16, verse 6, you make my life pleasant and my future bright. Our life should be pleasant across the way. Our life should be a future life to God. Because God says in his word, he'll make our future bright.
Right,
which means we should be glowing in God. We should be fruitful in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has a bright future for our lives, and he loves to let us know what his plans are for us. He comes to us in our dreams. He comes to us and he speaks into our ear. Are we hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying? Are we listening? Because when we hear God, we begin to listen to God. And when we listen to God, we follow through.
Yes.
When God is speaking, we hear God, but we're not listening to God. And we listen to God when we begin to obey God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what experience we have along the path, it will always be for our good. God will allow us to go through things to build our character, to build our perception of us, to build who we are, to know our weaknesses, to know our strengths. God just don't allow us to go through things just to go through it. It's not your testimony, Elder, Reverend. It's not for you. It's for the next man that comes through that door. Amen? Our testimony is not for us. It's to help somebody else develop and get to that place where God has for them. Amen?
Amen.
Stop allowing our circumstances to move us out of position. Everything is going good, Dr. B. Then all of a sudden we get a distracted influence. A distracted influence. Something to come and move us. But Paul said in his word, he said, that don't move you. God can't move by what we go through. Because we're going to always go through tribulation. We're going to always go through it. Because we're in this world. But he told us one thing. He said, Rejoice. Don't be up one day and damn it up. Been through it and done that. Amen? Set your focus on the Lord and his word. Set your focus on God. Never lose your focus.
Never
lose your focus. Our goal is to stay in the race and win, because we are winners. Amen?
Amen?
And we're winning if we stay in it. Somebody said we're winning if we stay in it. Refuse to turn away. You will experience victory and success. We're triumphant over our circumstances. We might say 2015 wasn't all that good, and 2016
tell y'all today, huh? If you keep your focus on God,
yes. 2016,
and I tell you what, I'm going to make it a little further than that. God told me to tell the people that in the next 2 weeks, something about this month of April, I'm telling you, something about this month of April, I declare and decree. Everything that you're trusting God for is something that God said is going to be released, and it's going to be released right now in the name of Jesus in this month of April. See, one thing like the pastor said, we got to know what season we're in. We're in what? Due season. We're in due season. Spring, summer, winter, and fall. But this is our due season, huh? I thank you, God, for my due season.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:18. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen is eternal. We trying to get somewhere, and that's to heaven. And everything we see down here on this natural earth, don't lose focus on God, because it's only the things that we can't see, glory to God, is built eternally, and that's heaven. That's the only spirit of all thoughts, It all depends on what you're looking at. Who are you looking at today, Are you in the spirit, Are you watching and seeing what God is doing? One thing I learned about God, when he speaks in detail. When he speaks specifically. He's not going to tell you what to pray, and he don't tell you what to watch and pray for. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He's going to tell you what to watch and pray for. We said God for what for what, God is going to speak to you and tell you what to watch for. He may not tell you what to watch for every day he tells me. He may tell me to watch for something entirely different.
He may
tell you to watch for something else. But overall, watch as well as pray. Because when you look for him out here and he tells us what to watch for, he's going to watch. He's going to tell you in detail what to watch for.
Yeah.
So you'll know what to look for when it comes. Amen? You'll know when Jesus dropped the bomb on you. Somebody said Jesus getting ready to drop the bomb. Getting ready to drop the bomb. I give you 10 days. So glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But by the challenges that he faces and the power of our enemies. In other words, let me back up for some. Remember, a man's worth is measured not by the number of his friends or by the good things or good deeds that happen with him, but by the challenges that he faces and the power of his enemies. In other words, glory to God, the bigger the trouble, the greater you are. Let me tell you something. The more you go through hospitable stuff, I remember one thing. God got greater.
Yeah.
God got greater. You may say, oh, I'm going through this, oh, this and all that. No, it ain't about nothing. It's because, in other words, the bigger your trouble kicks you, the greater you are. God is getting ready to bring some people up and celebrate. I see elevation over your ministry. Oh, glory, what you're doing here is not really spiritual and normal church. I'm not saying enough, so I'm saying enough. But what the minister said is what people are looking for. And I can stand and say that because I've been there and done that. So glory to God. I told God today, I said, Lord God, whatever you want me to do in this ministry, I'm here. I'm like a vessel with an open mouth. I'm the professor with an open mind.
Yeah.
And whatever God desires, God keep on the most. Oh God, glory to God. I'll be willing.
Amen.
I'll be willing. Glory to God. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my challenges.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for my difficulties.
Yeah.
I'm grateful. Because when the enemy comes to attack you, always remember God is all about here. God is there to bring forth elevation. I thank God for the ministry,
yeah,
that the ministry.
Oh, God, that water good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Always know that with God, all things are possible.
Yes.
All God wants us to do is believe. Somebody said believe. Begin to get in a spirit of expectancy, expecting God to do something in your life, something only he can do.
Amen.
He said in the book of Jeremiah, he said, ask me a hard thing. When he was telling Jeremiah, he said, ask me something that you don't even believe that I can do. So we begin, we have to begin to trust God and believe.
Yes.
It's all about believing and trusting God. Amen.
Yes.
The book of Luke, verse 2:38, talks about how Anna began to pray and began to fast. And she didn't leave the temple until she prayed and fasted and prayed and fasted. And she stayed there until the Messiah came. And it was just one moment. See, the thing about it, we think that God is way back over yonder. No, it only takes one moment, Apostle Mara. Apostle Mara. Come on, Jesus.
Right.
I don't know what's going on right there. Praise the Lord. Yes. One moment, she had a visitation from the Lord and gave God thanks. We got to begin to thank God for what he's doing in our lives. Amen. The very person that she had been expecting showed up and showed out, and all she could do was give him thanks.
Yeah.
Is there something that you long for? Something that you desire? Something you are expecting God to do. God is saying today, just believe. Just believe.
Yeah.
Just believe. And sister, you were talking about earlier prayer for the loved one. Yes. But I believe, I share the most of that, you just begin to trust God. Trust God. God is going to do exactly what you are trusting God and believing God for him to do. All God wants us to do is believe.
Yeah.
It's all in our faith. It's just believing and trusting God for who he is,
yeah.
For who he is, because God is greater. He's a great God. He's an awesome God. He's a holy God. And he just wants us, even when we're going through our circumstances, when we can't seem to see our way, God said, just trust me through it all, because he sent his word out. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Even in our going through,
yes.
He's right there with
yes.
us. Even when we can't see our way,
yes.
He's right there with us. Even when there's a cloud in front of us, he's right there on the other side. But God is saying today, just trust me. Just trust me. Trust me as you go in, and trust me as you go out.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus' name.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can we just stand to our feet and begin to give God some praise? Glory to God. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Father. We give you praise and glory, Lord. We give you honor today, Father. Oh, God, we thank you today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're about to do in every place, Father. We give you honor today, Lord, Father. We stand in the word that you are too far from me, Lord, Father. Oh, we bless you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.